The United States Olympic Committee has announced the 2014 U.S. Paralympic team that will compete in the upcoming Sochi 2014 Paralympic Winter Games, taking place March 7th through 16th in Russia. The 80-member team, which includes six guides for visually impaired athletes, is comprised of 22 women and 58 men. Team USA's 80 athletes will compete throughout the 9 days of Paralympic competition in all five sports: alpine skiing, which includes snowboarding, biathlon, cross-country skiing, sled hockey, and wheelchair curling. While 50 athletes represented Team USA at the Vancouver 2010 Paralympic Winter Games, the roster has now grown by 30 athletes in 2014. Many of the Paralympic athletes have ties to the National Ability Center in Park City. According to Jess Roising of the NAC, the increase in numbers of Paralympic athletes comes from the growth of the Nordic ski team and the debut of snowboard cross.
And that's really where the big influx has happened with the athletes, is you're bringing 10 more people in particular just for snowboarding. And the National Ability Center was very influential in the adaptive snowboard competition movement. We were one of the first programs in the U.S. to have a competition program for adaptive snowboard.
She says the flagship snowboarding program at the NAC is in partnership with Team Utah, a local elite snowboard coaching program. The classification is not as fully developed for adaptive snowboarding as it is for alpine skiing, but the Paralympics, she says, gives a great forum for forwarding the sport.
Being the inaugural year, there's a long way to go, but it's very exciting that it's already in the Paralympics. But because it's its first year, there hasn't been the development of what we call a classification system. Well, in snowboarding, because it is so new, and somebody that's missing maybe one leg above the knee is still competing against somebody that might be missing a just below the knee. And having that knee or not having it is a big difference in the ability of, you know, balance and landing and what you can do. Not to say that there are actually some competitors that are on two prosthetics.
Roising says many of the snowboard cross adaptive athletes have been training at the National Ability Center. Two Utah residents, Nicole Roundy from Bountiful and military veteran Tyler Burdick from Salt Lake, are both on the Paralympic team. The NAC congratulates those snowboard cross athletes who have helped shape the sport.
So I would say all of these athletes, it's such a new sport that all of them have helped shape what it is. Yeah, so we're really excited. As far as these athletes, we're just so proud of them and that they, we know, will represent Team USA for those that are on Team USA as well as those foreign athletes that do come train with us. We're just so excited. I think one of the best quotes was from one of the athletes when I said, okay, well, you guys are all going to the Paralympics. You're going to be competing against each other now. You're not just on the same team. And the athlete said, no, we're always going to be the same team. We're all in this sport together. And
that's Jess Roising of the National Ability Center. The 2014 U.S. Paralympic team roster also includes Park City resident and defending gold champion in alpine skiing, Stephanie Victor, as well as Park City resident and alpine skier Danelle Olmsted. According to a press release from the U.S. Olympic Committee, 18 athletes who have represented the U.S. as military veterans will represent Team USA in Sochi. The Nordic skiing team boasts the highest percentage of veterans, with 8 of the 16 athletes having military experience. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.